Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
I keep myself away to be used by you.
I keep my stride, I keep my pursuit, I give my everything to be used by you. He wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. I wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. I have tried to run away, but like Jonah ended in the belly of the
Here I am, Lord. 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 Here I am, Lord.
mountain. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us.
We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood to seal us free. He gave his blood to seal us free. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood cause he loves me. He gave his blood cause he loves me.
Christ love is enough.
He gave his blood to see. Jesus, you are hiding. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father. I greet you in the name of the Son and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Ghost. Grace and peace from God our Father. The Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. Psalm 119, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes, then shall I not be ashamed. When I have respect unto all Thy commandments, I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments, I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? I take heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee, O Lord. With my whole heart have I sought Thee, O let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as such as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things of the law. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in the name of Jesus in this service. Take preeminence in our lives, in the lives of our spouses, our children, grandchildren, those that are connected to us. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. We love you. We need you. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, help us in our walk with you. We cannot make it. We will not make it, and we cannot make it without you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives. We thank you, O God, that the word, your word, is being glorified in our lives. That you get the glory, you get the honor. We thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord. Overwhelming love that you have poured upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for divine supernatural provision, O God. According to your word, you will provide all our needs according to your riches in glory. And we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, that the banner over us is love. We thank you, O God, for sending Jesus to save us, to salvage us, O God, in the name of Jesus, your only begotten Son. We thank you. The sacrifices you made for us, and you're still on the cross, oh God, when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus. Father, we bless your name and we give you glory. Father, we thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Oh God, we thank you. We cannot make it without you. We need you. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you. Oh, God, we bless your name. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And, Lord, we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon me, oh, God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. those that are listening right now, and those that will listen at another time, we pray for mercy, for your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. So, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we repent of all that we've done. That is not, oh, God, that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we repent of all our sins. Sin of omission and commission, oh, God, forgive us. Oh, mighty God, forgive us, oh God. Help us, almighty God. Forgive us of all that we've done that did not bring glory, that did not bring honor to your name, oh God. Lord, forgive us. Suffer unto us. Lord, forgive us. Lord, be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our husbands and our wives. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Lord, be merciful unto us. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this, our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we mark the doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus. Every opening in the blood of Jesus. The doors, the windows in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we soak this day in the blood of Jesus. We soak our divine purpose and our divine destiny in the blood that Jesus shed. Hallelujah. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives us strength from day to day will never ever lose its power. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you paid the price once and for all. And we are grateful to you, Almighty God. Oh, Father, Holy Ghost, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for wisdom and understanding, counsel and might. Thank you, Lord, for making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. We ask you, Lord, for fresh oil, O God. Pour your horn of oil upon each one here this morning. Those that are listening right now, whatever number they are, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever number, 50, 100, 25, whoever listening, oh God, I pray, oh God, this morning that you will pour your horn on each and every one of us, oh God. Pour your oil, your fresh oil. Oh, God, not from the vow, the horn of oil upon each and every one of us to be empowered and to do your will. In the name of Jesus, we surrender, oh, God, to you, oh, God. Ye koremos soto de dekoro masete riako. Hallelujah. Rama Santeria Koromasi. Ye Koromasantere Koromasantere. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Lord, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We need a refreshing, oh God. We need a refreshing this morning in the name of Jesus. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our minds. Gloria masander e koriasi. In the name of Jesus. Gloria nakaya masander e koromasim. Hallelujah. Ramasander e koriamasim. And so, Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, your holy angels, to minister to us in the name of Jesus, even as we pray. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus, Father, empty us of ourselves, oh God, and fill us up to the overflowing of the Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to be with us, guiding and protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives, warring on our behalf. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. Yes, Lord, we praise your name. Yes, Lord, we magnify you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have prayed, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God our Father. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Enlighten our eyes, O God. Open our eyes of understanding, O God. Hallelujah, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, take the scales out of our eyes, that we will walk by the Spirit of God. Oh, walking by the Spirit and not by flesh. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for fresh oil. We thank you, Lord, for fresh revelation. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your name. Father, we praise you. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. You are worthy, O God, to receive glory, to receive honor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you are El Roi, O God. You are El Roi, O God, the Lord that sees. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome. I am Apostle Marco. I'm welcoming you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ramasandariakum. Hallelujah. Ramasetariakum. Ramasetariakum. Oh, Ramasetariakum. Ramasetariakum. Oh, Yekurumasetariakum. Ramasetariakum. Go to your book, turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. Genesis 21. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, O God, and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that year will laugh with me. Hallelujah. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck, for I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Whereby she said unto Abraham, cast out this bond woman and her son, for the son of this bond woman shall not be here with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy born woman. In all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also the son of the born woman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and went there into the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. Hallelujah. And she went and sat down over against him a good way off, as if it were about a shot. But she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she said, over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God came to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God, hallelujah. And God, hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, open her eyes. And God opened eyes. And God opened eyes. And she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad. And he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became archer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I spoke to you yesterday. We talk about the spiritual eyes of understanding. In the name of Jesus, we spoke about Saul when he was on the way to Damascus. Hallelujah. That the Lord blinded his physical eye. What I mean, the eye, the carnal eye. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, there was a bright light. And he fell down and worship, and Jesus spoke to him. And then when we had that encounter with Jesus, from since that day, everything changed about Apostle Saul, even his name, from Saul to Paul, because his eye of understanding was enlightened and open. He had an understanding. My brothers and sisters, what am I talking about? To have an understanding. There are many things that you did not understand. You will begin to understand it. Some people, it take a while. Some people, it's instant understanding. Hallelujah. And so sometimes we don't understand what God is doing, and we misinterpret what he's doing. And that was just so wrong. We should say, Lord, show me, lead me, guide me. Hallelujah. What am I speaking to you about this morning? This is Hagar. The same Hagar who Sarah gave to Abraham to have Ishmael. Now Isaac is born, and there is conflict in the house. The Lord told me to tell you this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Some many of you think God do not care. He's not with you. Or you say, Lord, I can't sense you. And where are you, oh God? Hallelujah. Every time Isaac is born, hallelujah, there's a conflict when Isaac comes. Hallelujah. When Isaac comes, there is a conflict. What I mean, what I'm saying is we look at Ishmael. Ishmael was not the child that the promised child. What does it mean by the promise that Jesus Christ will come through? Jesus Christ will not come through that line of the born woman, but he will come through the line of Sarah. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, Ishmael is still a seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, there are times in our life, Holy Spirit, help me. There are times in our lives, hallelujah, we see the manifestation of the great promises of God, hallelujah, being activated and manifested in our lives. And we begin to praise and we thank God for all that he's doing, hallelujah. But the enemy does not like when he sees the promises of God being fulfilled in our lives, so he will not let you enjoy that victory that you have. Hallelujah. And so the promise is given to you. That job is given to you. That different things happen. And soon you get the promotion. There's a lot of things that happen, problems, issues, different things start happening. And you wonder why. But I didn't get these. Hallelujah. But I'm yet to tell you, hallelujah, walk by faith, oh God. God is a covenant-keeping God. He has already made a covenant with Abram. That's why he said change his name from Abram to Abraham. He has made a covenant, and the sign of the covenant was circumcision. Hallelujah. That even Ishmael was circumcised when God and everybody in the house of Abraham was circumcised. Hallelujah. Circumcision is a sign of the covenant in the name of of Jesus, not the seed of Jesus Christ will not come through the bloodline. Hallelujah. But the seed of Jesus Christ will come through the loins of Isaac, not the loins of Ishmael. So Sarah, and there's a conflict, and Sarah go and Hagar go into the desert. And what did she do? She only had a little bit of water. First of all, Abraham is this thing messes it up, and God tell him, let the woman go, let the lad and the woman go. Abraham followed the leading of God, and he let them go. There they came to the desert of Beersheba. Hallelujah. How many of us right now, we in a covenant relationship with Almighty God. Hallelujah. We've been in a storm. We've been in the desert. Hallelujah. Somebody would say, but where is God? Hallelujah. I thought he said he will do this. Somebody would say, God promised to heal me. God promised to deliver me. I'm praying and fasting, but where is God? As I pray and fast, the doctors say the tumor is not getting smaller. The doctors say it's getting larger. Who do you must say, where is God? Many of us come to that desert place. Where is God? Where is God? The desert is a hot place. The desert has different stings, all kinds of insects that will stink you. The desert, hallelujah, is a miserable place to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so there's Hagar with her lad, with her son Ishmael. And she takes the son and she puts him down. And Lane, she didn't want to see him die. And she puts him down and she went in a few distance off and began to pray to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes this is what you have to do. Just let everything go. What I'm saying, let it go. Do not and focus on those things. Focus on the things above. Hallelujah. Focus on the word of God. Focus on, hallelujah, what he says, hallelujah, he will do, he will do. So the Bible says that Hagar was crying out. She cried out. So the Bible says in verse 16, and she went and sat her down against him and put way off. As it was a bow shot, so she was in a different, she was in the same area for it. Because she didn't want to, let me see the death, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, she sat away from him. Away from him. In the desert of Beersheba. In the wilderness of Beersheba. And what did she do? She lifted up her voice. She began to cry. But as she began to cry, hallelujah, what happened when she lifted up her voice? God heard the voice of who? Of the lad. Of Ishmael. Angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad. Why? I want you to know that God heard the voice of the lad because this is a boy in a covenant relationship with his father. He didn't hear the voice here. Spiritually, the voice of the mother, but he heard the voice of the lad. Hallelujah. And then God comes and says, arise. My brothers and sisters, I'm saying to you, arise. Don't give up on God's promises. hold on to the promises of God. Pray the promises through the prophetic word through. It will surely come to pass. Hallelujah. Slumber, also you in the wilderness, rise up from the slumber. The Bible says, verse 18, and then verse 19, God opened her eyes. Well, you may think that where was the water before? The well was right there. But because sometimes we get into too much controversy, different things, we're not saying the answer issues, but it's right there in the wilderness of Bathsheba. But our answers to the prayers are right there. In that wilderness of Bathsheba, the answer right there. There's a well in the desert. Lord, open my eyes to see the well in the desert. I'm thirsty for you. I want to drink more and more. I want wisdom and understanding, oh God. Open my eyes. Let me see that you have already provided for me. Take the scales off my eyes. In the name of Jesus. Father, we drink from that well. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. There is a well in the desert. There is a well in the desert. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. You're in a covenant relationship with him. Hallelujah. I want you to know there's a well. There's a well. All you need to do is let the Spirit of Almighty God, hallelujah, take away the scales so that you can walk by the Spirit and not by flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you go through this week, remember, even on the, you said there's a song on the mountain, in the valley, but whatever you're having, a valley experience or wilderness experience, just know that there's a well. And that well never runs dry. Let us pray. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Do not hang up right now. Hallelujah. I want to speak to, if you're on the prayer line, I'm just going to hang up those on the radio, but those on the prayer line, I need to speak to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me see. Let me see. Do not hang up in the name of Jesus. Yes, thus